Hello, Saints. So, hope you're all doing well. Today I want to bring a study that I'm going to call The Gospel in God's Word. This study is to show that the gospel is found in every book of the New Testament. It is not an exhaustive study. Many more verses can be found than are used here. Also, in some books, the gospel is not outright stated, but the principle is either taught or referred to. For example, the word repent might not be used, but it talks about a changing of ways or of humbling oneself before God to draw near to Him. The principle of repentance is thus shown and taught, even if the word repentance is not used. The purpose of this is to show and hopefully encourage others to go deep and see that the gospel is taught everywhere in God's Word. It is important, and it is even to be found in the writings of the Old Testament, where prophets foretold of the New Covenant. It's an edifying study to do, and Lord willing, it will edify others and encourage deep study. Also, it is a tool that can be used to easily refute heretics who cling to heresy like dispensationalism and who try to twist scripture to say the gospel we believe and preach is not for our time or whatever reason they have. This study will show that the gospel is found in every book of the New Testament and that they have no excuses for their disobedience and heresy. Going to start in Matthew. First up, faith. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Jesus praised faith many times and showed that one must have faith throughout the book of Matthew. Repentance. Matthew 4:17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 9:13. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Matthew 21:28-32 is the entire parable of the man with the two sons, one who did his will and the other who didn't. One who said he was going to do his father's will and didn't, and the other who said he wasn't, but then he repented. Being born from above or regenerated. Matthew 9:16-17. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles perish, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Bearing of fruit. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Endurance. Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Starting in the book of Mark, faith. Mark 1:15. And saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Repentance. Mark 6:12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Mark 2:17. And when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The bearing of fruit. Mark 4:20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Mark 8:34-38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Endurance. Mark 13:13. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The Gospel in Luke, faith. Luke 17:6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, repentance. Luke 5:31-32. And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Being born again or regenerated. Luke 5:36-39. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles. The bearing of fruit. Luke 6:43-49. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Endurance. Luke 8:15. But that and the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke 21:19. In your patience possess ye your souls. The word patience above is hupomone, which means cheerful or hopeful endurance, constancy, enduring, patient, continuance. Gospel in John, faith. John 3:36. He that believeth in the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Repentance. John 5:14. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. John 8:11. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Born again. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Fruit and endurance are both taught in this passage. John 15:1-10. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Those were the four Gospels. We see then that throughout all four Gospels, the same Gospel and path was taught, and many of the same scriptures are echoed in the same Gospel. So the dispensationalists that tried to use arguments against certain Gospels for different times have no ground to stand on. the gospel in Acts. Faith, Acts 8:37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repentance, Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, being born again. Acts 10:44-45. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit coming on men is what changes their hearts. Fruit, Acts 20:18-21. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shewed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Endurance, Acts 14:22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Romans, faith, Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoicing hope of the glory of God. Repentance, Romans 2:4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, being born from above or regenerated. Romans 8:8-14. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Fruit. Romans 6:13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. The entire chapter of Romans 12 can show fruit. Endurance. Romans 11:22. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Corinthians, faith, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Repentance. 1 Corinthians 5:7-8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 2 Corinthians 7:9-10. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Being born again, 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Fruit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Endurance, 1 Corinthians 15:2, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Galatians. Faith. Galatians 3:6-9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Repentance. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Being born again. Galatians 3:26-27. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Fruit. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Endurance. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Ephesians. Faith. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Repentance. Ephesians 4:17-22. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance of them that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Being born again. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvations. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 4:23-24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Fruit. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 5:9-10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Endurance. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Philippians. Faith. Philippians 3:8-9. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Repentance. Philippians 2:3-5. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, being born from above. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Fruit. Philippians 4:8-9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Endurance. Philippians 3:11-15. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Colossians, faith. Colossians 1:4-5. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have had to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Repentance. Colossians 3:5-6. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Born again. Colossians 3:1-2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:9-10. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Fruit. Colossians 2:6-7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 3:23-25. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Endurance. Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Thessalonians. 1 Thess 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thess 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. 2 Thess 2:12. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. First, the repentance. First, that's 1:9-10. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Born again. 1 Thess 1:5-6. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thess 4:8. He therefore that despiseth not man but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. Fruit. 1 Thess 4:7. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Thess 5:21-22. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. 2 Thess 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Endurance. 1 Thess 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 2 Thess 3:13. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Timothy. Faith. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of a faith unfeigned. 1 Timothy 6:11-12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, meek, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Repentance. 2 Timothy 2:25. In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Being born again. 2 Timothy 1:7-14. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Fruit. 1 Timothy 6:11-12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Endurance. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Titus. Faith. 2:1-2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Repentance. 2:12. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Born again. 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Fruit. 2:13-14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. 2:6-7. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Endurance. 3:8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Philemon. Faith. 1:5-6. Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Repentance and being born again. 1:11. Which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. Onesimus repented and was born again and became a brother. Fruit, Philemon 1:21. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Endurance, Philemon 1:15. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. That shows the endurance and eternal value of the saints if they endure. Hebrews, faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Repentance, Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Being born again, Hebrews 8:10-13. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord God. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Fruit, Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 13:15-16. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Endurance, Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews 10:38-39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. James, faith. James 1:6-8. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 2:1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Repentance, James 4:8-10. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Born again, James 1:18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Fruit, James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 3:17-18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Endurance, James 5:7-8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Peter, faith. 1 Peter 2:6. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. 2 Peter 1:5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Repentance. 1 Peter 2:25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Born again, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Fruit. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:6-9. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. John. Faith. 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Repentance. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Turning from sin to walk in the light and confessing them would be repentance. Born again. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for a seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. 1 John 2:29. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Fruit. 1 John 3:7-8. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 2, 3-4. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Endurance. 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walk. To abide in him is throughout John, and it means endure. 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Jude. Faith. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Repentance. Jude 1:23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, alludes to saving from sin, which includes repentance. Born again, fruit, and endurance are all in this passage, Jude 1, 20-21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keeping yourself in the love of God means that one has been born into his kingdom and has become a child of God. Building up yourselves is fruit, and keeping yourselves in the love of God is endurance. Revelation. Faith. Revelation 2:19. I know thy works and charity and service and faith, and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. In a twist, being faithless or unbelieving is condemned here. Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Repentance. Revelation 2:16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Born again. Revelation 1:5-6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Being washed and made kings and priests unto God happens through the regeneration. Fruit. This passage shows both that fruit works is praised and a lack of it is condemned. Revelation 2:2-5. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Endurance. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. God be praised. That's the gospel in every book of the New Testament. Did I miss something, brothers?
Well, you gave us a ton of scripture, and now I know why we preach the gospel the way we do. It's all over the New Testament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
awesome, brother.
It's in every book.
Job well done. Well done.